Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Tomorrow is Election Day, and when it comes to farm chores, says Farm Bureau President Mark Haney, there's none more important than going to the polls to vote.
It is. We really stress to our members to take part and be involved in the election process. One of the most important things we can do for our members is to be an advocate for them, not only in Washington, but also in Frankfort, and even in the courthouse in their local county. But it makes it so much easier when we can exemplify that we are involved in the election process and farmers actually go to the poll and vote.
As a group, Haney feels farmers are politically engaged and generally do turn out in fairly strong fashion.
Oh, I think so. I think we really saw that last fall in the general election here in Kentucky. Rural people did go to the polls and vote.
A case in point was the relatively high number of votes cast last fall for Commissioner of Agriculture.
Exactly. We saw probably more votes cast in that election than some of the others, and I think that really surprised a lot of people. Really didn't surprise me. We have been preaching that really all summer and fall and at all meetings asking folks to respond to the election process, and they did.
And he hopes they will again tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Don't miss any of the excitement at this year's North American Championship Rodeo. Louisville's Freedom Hall, November 8, 9, and 10, 7:30 nightly. Appearing this year, John Payne, the one-armed bandit, Pro Rodeo's Entertainer of the Year. The rodeo is just a part of the North American International Livestock Expo. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster or go to livestockexpo.org for more information. It's hide, hump, hooves, and horns, all for you at the North American Championship Rodeo.
We're back today with Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney on the importance of voting tomorrow. Whether city or rural resident, there's plenty at stake, and he's urging the farm crowd to turn out in numbers.
Every office in the state representative side in the legislature is open for re-election, many open seats. And the good thing about it, I've been traveling all summer and fall, and I've seen counties having candidate forums and actually being involved and having Q&As with those folks. And the best time in the world to explain our policy is when they're actually in the room asking for our vote and our support. So I think now we really respond and go to the poll and we vote what's going to be good for agriculture, because we know that agriculture is the backbone of the economy here in Kentucky.
Voting, our civic responsibility, and the number one farm chore for tomorrow. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.